As newspapers around the country struggle to be profitable in the digital age, the Boston Globe is taking some ambitious steps to marry old and new journalism. It's created a lab in its offices on Morrissey Boulevard to come up with ways to breathe life back into the newspaper industry.
Hopefully we'll invent the new economic lifeblood of the Boston Globe in this room.
Giving us a tour of Globe Lab is Chris Marstall. His title, Creative Technologist. Ironically, Globe Lab is located in the paper's former classified department. It's a large, open space filled with screens and displays of different technology to test how news content might be used.
What it means to publish the news is no longer clear at all. And so we're trying to have this space be a kind of nexus for every conceivable platform.
In one corner, there's a kitchen table and sofa set up to test how Globe content might be read at home. Another area looks like a bar to test how groups might use news content on large TV screens. There's also software being developed here that could not only change the way news is delivered, but how it's defined.
The next thing that I want to show you is called Snap, which is our video wall. So this is one of our biggest capital investments.
Snap is a 6x6 foot display of video monitors showing a map of Boston powered by a laptop. Posted on the map are images from the photo sharing site Instagram.
We've overlaid a bunch of images that we're pulling from Instagram that have been taken by Bostonians in semi-real time. And I'm seeing everything from a graduation ceremony.
There's someone, pizza.
Yeah, someone just took a picture of the pizza. What this is, what conceptually for me is, the Globe, its mission has always been to tell you what people in Boston are doing, now-ish. And this does that.
But I have a question. Is a picture of pizza news?
Picture of pizza is not news. But, well, is a picture of pizza news? I mean, read the caption. I paid $16 for a pizza that looks like grass. Damn tasty, though. That sounds like a restaurant review to me.
Marstall says exactly what Snap might be used for is not clear, but it could become a new way to cover so-called lifestyle stories.
It's sort of a radically different idea of what a newspaper is. So a newspaper, you know, in this vision, there is no editors. All we have done as a newspaper here is created a piece of software and presented it. And so is that a future of the news? You know, I don't know.
Snap is one of about 11 types of software that have been developed here, although none are commercially available yet. There's also what they call an incubator here, where about a half dozen technology startups have been given desk space for free.
People walk by, they're like, oh, that looks like Google in there. And they're like, I love it when people say that.
Jeff Moriarty, Vice President of Digital Products at the Globe, developed Globe Lab. He says newspapers and all media now have to work closely with technologists.
You know, we're competing to hire people who would work at Google or somewhere else. So, you know, we have to try to create an environment that spurs creativity and innovation.
Some of the startups in Globe Lab are working on products directly related to journalism, but not all of them. Muckrock, for example, is a company that helps people file Freedom of Information requests for government documents. But there's also the company Super Mechanical, which makes a device known as Twine. That's an app that helps consumers link their physical and online worlds. Company co-founder David Carr says this panoply of creative projects can only help everyone involved.
You know, there's a lot of smart people in this space, and they're bringing in even more smart people from different, you know, avenues of things that they're interested in, technologies and skill sets. And the overall product and quantity and quality of new ideas that come out of that collaboration is probably worth it, even if you can't point to any one thing on the bottom line that said, you know, by having this company here, we did this one thing. You know, I think it's a lot more about these intangibles.
The Globe is also using some of its own people in different ways.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Gaspar, and welcome to Boston Sports Live.
Globe sports reporter Chris Gaspar hosts a live sports show from a TV studio in the Globe. The show's broadcast on the web 3 times a week. Newspaper industry analyst Ken Doctor says the Globe, and all media really, have realized that they have to cross platforms and blend content.
By 2015, 2016, these media companies that survive and prosper will all be multimedia. They may start out as newspapers or TV or radio. It doesn't matter what the roots are. But what readers want, what listeners want, and viewers want is they want whatever makes most sense, and that can be video, it can be audio, and it can be words. And all of these steps, a sports program by the Globe, for instance, is just one more step toward a real integrated multimedia future.
That may be the future, but it appears that audiences are most attracted to what may become a thing of the past, local newspapers. A recent Newspaper Association of America survey says 74% of all Internet users rely on local newspaper sites as their key source of news and information. So old-fashioned news content still appears to be the main attraction, but it and its offices are just starting to look a lot different.